I guess I'll be next.
Lately, I've been so involved in the pro-union activities around the Capitol that it seems appropriate to start with a very old German workman's or craftsman's song written in 1670 and published in 1838. For more than 850 years, the sequence of apprentice, journeyman, master has been the basis of Germany's system of training skilled workers and craftspeople. And this goes back to the Middle Ages when Zünfte or Gilden, the English word guilds, were formed by skilled craftsmen who joined together for mutual support, common standards of training, uniform quality of workmanship, and to ensure sufficient income for the Meister, the master, who alone had the right to train apprentices, the Lehrlinge, and to work independently in a shop of his own. The mid-level journeyman had to travel through the country for 3 years and one day plying their trades and skills before coming home and obtaining the Meisterbrief, the master's certificate. Now, the first time a gilde appears in an historical document is in 1149, and I'm just mentioning it because it's kind of funny. This was the gilde of Bettdeckenweber, which means bed cover weavers of Cologne. Talk about specialization here. Now, it's a fascinating history, but it would be too long. The system worked more or less as intended until the end of World War II, when the U.S. introduced their almost limitless Gewerbefreiheit, free economic freedom, in its zone of occupation after World War II. But by the end of the 50s, a modified three-step system was reinstituted by the Federal Republic, and few can deny the importance of this tightly structured system for the high standards and quality of German manufacture, machinery, cars, and the like. But its biggest critic today is the European Commission, part of the European Union, that has argued it constitutes interference with individual liberties. Maybe a little worried by competition too. The song we're doing now is in the voice of a journeyman who has to leave Frankfurt to go on his long journey. I'll just briefly tell you what it's all about. It's a hard decision, ein harter Schluss, he says, but he must try his luck and march on. In his farewell to the Meister, the master, he tells him straight to his face, gerade ins Gesicht, that he does not like his work. The Frau Meisterin, the wife of the master, is told, also straight to her face, that her Speck und Kraut, bacon and cabbage, did not taste good. But in the last verse, bidding a fond farewell to the young girls, the Jungfern, he wishes and hopes that they will get another fellow to take his place. And this is, you can look at it later closely, but this is how you can see some of the journey in Germany, mostly in northern Germany, to this day, still today. The tradition has not died out yet. You can look at it later then. Okay, we'll do this now. And I'll just do it.